Hello, you're listening to Stoke FM, broadcasting out of Revelstoke at 92.5 FM or online at stokefm.com. I'm Megan Dooling, and here's a news update. BC is in extreme drought. Bowen Ma is the Minister of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness.
We are anticipating a very serious drought season that will require actions from everyone. That likely means every industry, every business, every individual across the province.
There are four water basins at level 5, the highest drought level. They are Bulkley Lakes in the center of BC, Fort Nelson in the northeastern corner of the province, and all of Vancouver Island. Revelstoke is in the Upper Columbia Basin, which is at level 3. At this level, adverse impacts of drought are possible. A stream flow map from the BC government shows the Illecillewaet River at Greeley Creek at drought level 5, the most extreme. This information is online at the BC Drought Information Portal. These levels are reported weekly. The Lower Columbia watershed is at drought level 4, where adverse impacts are likely. Ma said that British Columbians are used to having lots of fresh, clean water available. She said that people will have to shift their mindset to one of conservation.
I'm calling on everyone, including businesses, to follow water restrictions set by First Nations or local authorities and take steps to conserve water even above and beyond those restrictions.
This includes watering lawns sparingly, if at all, taking shorter showers, and being mindful of washing machine and dishwasher use. The government is working with water licensees and have stopped allowing some water diversion for fracking in the Peace region. Farmers are struggling to feed cattle, and the beef and dairy industry will be impacted by this. Low stream flows will likely affect water ecosystems and fish. Although the drought began last fall, the heat wave in early May is what really got it cooking. Jonathan Boyd is with the River Forecast Center. He said that this May was the hottest on record in BC. He said that corresponded with the quickest snowmelt on record.
So with less precipitation and a fairly rapid melt and early melt, we're seeing the response in stream flows, and it's very low. So as of July 10th, 81 stations across the province were at their all-time record low for that date. And that's about a quarter of the stations. And another 187 stations were at the fifth percentile or lower, and that's more than 50%. And what the fifth percentile means would be it has a 5% chance of occurring on any given year, or a recurrence period of a 1 in 20 year type drought. So having over half of the sites already below a 1 in 20 year drought is pretty extraordinary.
The city of Revelstoke has water restrictions in place, but they're more so the city can fill its reservoir every evening with treated water. Steve Black is the city's lead engineer. He said precipitation is lower than normal and that people need to be mindful of water consumptions. By law, people can only irrigate every second day in the morning. Black said the city will increase restrictions if water use in the evenings continues to be as high as it is. Bylaw is enforcing the water use rules, Black said. Ma said the province is working with municipalities, regional districts, and First Nations to encourage them to restrict water use and to enforce the restrictions.
So for a lot of community members, I recognize that it might not feel real right now. We are here saying that absolutely it is real. Communities are putting in water restrictions. We need people to follow them. We are asking communities to escalate water restrictions.
Boyd and Ma say droughts are tricky because often the effects won't be felt for months. That's why they say it's important for people to be mindful of water consumption now.
The biggest fear would be if we have dry conditions like we did last year, moving into September and October, and only time will tell. But if that were to happen, we could end up in a pretty significant drought at the time when flows typically are at their lowest.
It did rain heavily in Revelstoke on Monday evening. Boyd said prolonged atmospheric river-like rainfall is needed to replenish our water levels. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.
Thanks, Larrett.